Of course, we're just a week away from having a crack at the CTC Rocky River Run. Hard to believe it's a week away. Again, we're joined by Daryl Lapworth from CTC. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Now, a week to go. How are you feeling? Where are we at?
Actually feeling fantastic. We got the bibs and the timing devices arrived this week, so we've been busily putting them on the backs of the bibs. The actual bibs this year look absolutely fantastic. We've the people that registered before the timing shut off, they've got their names on there as well. So it's a memento that they can take home as well and be
absolutely
pretty proud that, hey, I ran the Halfdwell 21K, or I ran the 2K walk, or whatever the case may be, and they can be pretty proud of that, and it looks fantastic as well.
Because that's been a really important part from your point of view and from CTC's point of view from the moment you took it over. You wanted it to be an event, something for people to remember, and obviously something for people to take away a memento from.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think that there are a lot of charity events in Rockhampton and central Queensland, and you don't always get to keep something. You participate or you go along and you have a bit of fun on the day, but you don't get to keep a memento. And, you know, this is a very important event for central Queensland, not just Rockhampton, but all over central Queensland as well. So we want to make sure that people have a great time. They come down, they cheer, they scream and have a lot of fun. And the kids will have a lot of fun as well, but they take something away if they're in the events as well. So that's pretty good.
Let's talk about the fun. What kind of fun things can people expect across the weekend, next weekend?
I think the zombie event will be pretty fun. I think with the balloons that we're going to try this time, and, as I said, do not wear your best dress because it might get a little bit messy. I think they'll be pretty fun. I think the after party will be fantastic, you know. DJ Juicy will be there and all his get up. I think that that'll be pretty exciting. You know, it's something different and new and those sorts of things. And we need to embrace these sort of things as well. Because if they're not supported well, we'll say, was that really worth it? Do we put it on next year? Or those sorts of things. So, you know, we want to make sure everyone has a fun as well. But just remember that all these funds are going to youth suicide, prevention of youth suicide, looking for jobs for these young people, but also making sure they're looked after as well.
Really looking forward to that after party. I'm looking forward to doing a bit of people watching, because you'll see the ones who are serious about the next day standing over in the corner drinking water. And then there's the others, like Sam and I over in the other corner.
That's right. I think Jody will be there with you as well.
We'll see you there, Jody.
Now, wasn't it? There were talks about an all-nighter that night. You know, we'll just keep on going and charge it through for the run the next day. I think there was talks for that, wasn't
there? Finish at the start line the next day. We'll be lying there ready to go. Now, we must mention Jody, because Jody has been coming in for, what, the last 5 or 6 weeks, and each week says, I'll talk next week. I'll talk next week. I'll talk next week. And it just hasn't. Come on.
Come on, here we go.
Here we go.
Hi.
Hi. Good.
Now, you've obviously taken a massive role in this year's River Run, but the zombie run is actually particularly closest to your heart.
Yes, it's very exciting. I'm going to be doing some makeup for the run, so hope we'll get some really authentic-looking zombies out there, I think, on the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you look at me and you think, okay, I'd need to do a lot of work to make him look like a zombie, and then you look at our ambassador, Jace, and you go, well, I don't need to do much there.
he'll probably be the easiest one, yeah, I
would do Quick him first. Just done.
Yeah.
Maybe a scar down the side of the face. So, Daryl, take us through it. Let's look at what's on the calendar right from the start. Starts on Friday.
Yeah, it starts on Friday night with the sellout event, which is fantastic. The sponsors dinner, you guys will be there hosting and emceeing. So we expect a little bit of fun up there. That'll be great. So I think that'll be good. And then we get into registrations. And again, you guys are there at the Empire Hotel as well.
That's on Saturday, 8.
8 o'clock. Is it 8 or 9?
Oh, whatever time you want us to be.
Okay.
within reason. That's right. 8 till 12.
We'll yeah, so registrations, you can come in and to the Empire Hotel, collect your bib and everything else from 8 a.m. until 5. And just remember, when you get your bib, you can then go to Lorna Jane, get 20% off for showing that, except accessories. But that there could actually pay for itself. And then you've also got hypoxia and those sorts of things as well. And McDonald's are giving a hash brown. You buy one and you get one free. So I think that's pretty good. But then it goes to the afternoon, which is the zombie event. the 5K zombie.
What time does that start?
That starts at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
And then the after party will start.
What time does the makeup start?
Oh, it depends on the...
Early.
I think Jodie's starting about... she's starting some people around 11 o'clock in the morning.
All
so
right.
Okay.
There we go. So Jace is at 11 and then everyone else is at 11.
Yeah, we expect the others to be... You know. No, it's... poor Jace. I think after that is the after party, obviously, and that'll start around 4.30, 5 o'clock, depending on when they'll come into the finish line, and the finish line is actually at... CQ League Club.
Mm.
So that'd be pretty good. And then we start 6:15 on Sunday morning for the Harvard Wealth Half Marathon. That'll be a pretty exciting event. So, and then 7:30 is the Tropical Auto Group 10K. And the member for Keble, Brittany Lauger, is also sponsoring the women 10K. And then we got the 5K events. The, so that's the wheelchair, the kids, the parents with prams, you name it, they'll be there. And then the 2K event. And then after that, we go into, and this is the first time that we'll have trophies. So there hasn't never been trophies before. So we wanted to make sure, again, people had something they can take away from this event. So we put on trophies for first, second, and third all the way through. So that's been pretty interesting.
Yeah.
we couldn't get what we wanted because we didn't have enough time, and that's okay. But next year's coming up, we'll certainly get something that's pretty good. But I think we got our trophies here in Rockhampton. So... most of everything that we've got is out of Rockhampton.
That's great.
So, again, we're putting a lot of money back into the region, and hopefully we can get a job or two out of it as well, which would be quite nice.
All right. Let's talk about the underlying theme of it all, though.
So the underlying theme, obviously, is that, you know, my thing is that you need to run. You need to come along. Because why? Because we need to save people's lives. Really, what we're trying to do is to make sure that... that youth suicide rate does not keep going up. It's horrific at the moment. And especially in regional areas, it's worse than the cities, if you have a look at the percentage of population. So for us, anybody that runs, they'll be donating to a very, very good cause. And this cause is to save a life. So sign up, run, register, and you can save a life. Anything that we do that will go back into the community and those sorts of things. So realistically for me, it's... you know, if the number's 24 or 28 this year, it's far too high. It needs to be zero. Mm-hmm. And we can prevent everything. This is not one of those things where it's a illness that can't be diagnosed or those sorts of things. We should be able to save everyone's life. But that also leads back to a whole raft of social issues that we need to get around. Like, you know, everyone deserves a job. Everyone deserves to be able to put their family first and put food on the table. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do, is to make sure that we see those, we can then send them to other agencies and those sorts of things, they can get the help they need.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A very serious cause, but a special event. And, well, the lead-up has been incredible, but here we are, a week away, the countdown is on.
It is. So, you know, we're really looking forward to it. We've had a lot of phone calls this week. You know, the phone calls just keep getting heavier and heavier, so I feel sorry for my staff. But, they're coping very, very well, and they'll all be out there as well. They really want this to go well. They love the cause, and obviously we have YARS, which is we look after youth homelessness for the Rockhampton and greater region. So they're really coming on board and making sure that they can do everything they can as well because of the amount of homeless youth that we have in the area as well.
All right, terrific. Wonderful. So next weekend, we can't wait.
No.
Looking forward to it. All starts, or our commitment starts on Friday night.
It sure does.
It'll be just a terrific event. And congratulations to you and Jodie and everybody who's been involved. It's just something that I think the whole city should be really looking forward to, and the whole region.
Yeah, look, we want the whole city to be involved. So, you know, come down, go for the walk, and then enjoy the party afterwards because, you know, we'll have live music, which you guys will be judging. And, you know, I hope you've picked the right one and, you know, getting thrown at you. That'd be great.
that would be great. That's not how I'd like my weekend to end. There's going to be food too, right?
Oh, plenty of food. Dutch Excellent. Pancakes, that's where I'm heading for first up. But then no. I will need Excellent. A hypoxia.
Daryl, thank you very much, and I mean we'll catch up obviously during the week, but it's been terrific for you joining us right through the lead up to the CTC Rocky River Run.
Not a problem. Thank you.
It's 13. 13-